Hello?
Mr. President?
Yes.
Mission accomplished, this is Wilbur.
Oh, wonderful.
I've gotten this out of Jerry and John Burns. They're having dinner together tonight. If you want them to do it, if you want Jerry to do it, he'll join you in a statement immediately following yours.
Yeah, we sure do.
All right. Do you want to call him?
Yeah, sure.
All right, you can get him. Probably I don't have my place. Here they are over here. You know, I can't see without my glasses, Mr. President.
That's right. I'm the same way. I can't see my wife without my glasses.
He's having dinner with John Burns, and the number is 521-7722. That's over in Virginia. The area code is 703.
That's good.
He told me that we had to do something, and I put it on him that this was a thing that transcends any politics or anything of that sort. We're trying to preserve the integrity of the dollar and so on. And don't discuss any details of tourism or anything else. Yeah. Just tell him what you're doing. You're trying to knock this balance of payments thing back into balance, $4.5 billion, whatever we can do. John Burns knows the details, and he's talking to him.
That's wonderful. That's excellent.
John's all the way. Jerry said, of course, that he'd go with John and me on anything.
That's wonderful. How do you envision this in our tax structure? We are scheduled a week after we go back to consider the tax thing. Where would this, would we try to decide that and take this up or take this up? What do you think?
Well, unless you and I talk about it later.
All right.
Will you?
Yeah, sure.
I think this is very important.
Yeah.
Let's evaluate the situation in the House on the two things. I'm talking about the 10% plus this.
Yeah.
And see which one we want to go forward.
They're going to have to take a lot, you know, if they go swallow it. And I don't want it.
I'm worried still about the Senate, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm.
On either one of them.
Yes, I am. I am too. I'm very worried, and I'm certainly worried on this ladder because of the protectionist sentiment there. It's just unthinkable. But I guess we take one step at a time, and the baby got to crawl before it walks, and this one looks like it's crawling, so we better get at this and then see what other fires we have to put out tomorrow and do this one tonight.
Your grandchild doing better, I hope.
But I had fever 105 when they got him in, and they gave him a little penicillin, and I feel like I'm taking a little bug of some kind. I don't think, hope not, but,
The Temples came back sick.
Hmm.
He wasn't, but she was, and the children were.
I'll be darned. They picked it up, I guess.
I guess they did.
I'll be damned. Well, I swear. Well, he was out here with us, and they were in town. That Austin has just had a hell of a siege, and that's where this little kid mine lives. His mom and daddy were off, and we were taking care of her. Thank you so much, Wilbur. I'm afraid to run your Saturday, and I apologize. I'll make it up some other way.
You never have.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.